Thanks for joining us today on Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. One of my favorite parts of the day has always been conversations with my friend and spiritual teacher, Deb. In 10 years, we've never run out of things to talk about when it comes to matters of spirituality, recovery, the heart, soul, and ego. I always have the questions, and she always has the answers. Today's topic is being humble and asking for what we need. So, yes, this can be challenging for us, right?
Good morning, Chas. Well, you were sharing about it, a work situation this morning, which made me think of it. Yeah. You want to share that?
Yep. I feel like it's a recurring lesson that keeps showing up there. I'm forced, which is good. It's good for my ego, too. To just be humble and ask for what I need. So I think I pulled a muscle again yesterday. And so I'm going to go today, but I did have to give them a heads up and just say, I hurt myself yesterday and I'm going to need help today. And I don't ever get a bad response. It's all in my mind. Honestly,
yeah,
like, you know, I think my mind likes to play the I'm so annoying story, like, oh, you're so annoying, like I ask for things too much now, like I ask for too much, and I don't think that's true, especially after talking to the one girl that I work with. Like, there are people that complain all day long and probably ask for all kinds of things that I don't see. So I am not that. But in my mind, that's how it feels. It feels, I make it bigger than it really is. I don't think I'm annoying. That's what my head likes to tell me. And that's from coming from a childhood where I probably was made, like I probably did feel like I was annoying. For asking for, like, it feels like such a little thing, right? Asking for help if I need it. Like, it sounds little and like it should be easy, but it challenges me.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
Well, you did the right thing though by asking for what you need this morning, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. And I was telling you, not that I'm glad it happened, but part of me is because it really sent me into self-care last night. Took a bath and just, I don't know, just kind of pampered myself last night.
Nice.
Yeah. I think I need to take time and do that more often. Cause those are things I need too.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you? How easy does asking for help come for you?
Oh, it's gotten easier. Yeah. It's definitely gotten easier since I had that surgery on my back. I just learned that I need to ask for help, period. So, that was a humbling lesson, but I'm grateful for it because it really taught me to just, when I need something, ask for it.
Yeah.
And today I will. Today I'll ask for it. But I had to walk through some uncomfortableness like you and put it into practice many times. Until it just becomes more natural, right? Because it's not, I mean, being humble is where we want to be. Asking for help is where we want to be. You know, as codependents, we want to be the helper, which, you know, puts us in a higher position. Let's just say that. And we want to be the helper. We don't want to be helped. But when we can give and receive, then we know we're moving away from codependency. And just being more humble.
Yeah.
Right?
Do you think it's shame that stops us? Like, what is it?
Oh, absolutely, it's shame.
Shame.
Yeah, because somewhere we learned that we didn't matter. Other people mattered more than we did. That's the message we got. And then we just played it out, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I learned that growing up in my house. My mom's feelings were the most important feelings. And, I don't know. I got lost somewhere in the mix, even though I was the oldest. So I just grew up to take care of everybody's feelings about my own, just like I did in my childhood.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's just what we do. But yeah. It's a habit, but it's a good habit that we can break.
Yeah, right? I have two pretty extreme. There's two people in my life right now that are going through some pretty, you know, serious stuff, but they are the kind of people that refuse to let you in and help. And it's like, it's kind of good to see that because, I mean, they can really use support right now. And
yeah. Oh, I know who you're talking about. Yes.
Yeah. Right. I think that it's, I don't
there's
know.
There's a good example for you, Chess.
It is a good example because it kind of, I don't know, sometimes seeing that can kind of push me to kind of reach. Yeah. I mean, I wish that they would reach out and ask for what they need, but they're not going to.
No.
I mean, at the moment anyway. And ever since I've known them, they haven't. So
even though they're going through major stuff.
Major
stuff, yes.
And I can't force them to accept help either.
No.
So,
no, you can't.
But it is a good, it does show what it looks like when you can be going through something so serious, and I can't even imagine not being supported through it.
Right.
So, I mean, I guess in that way I would reach out for help. Like I have learned how to reach out for that kind of support, like emotional support.
Right.
I guess has come easier for me. I can pick up the phone and, you know, process when I need to process, and you know, I do that.
Right.
But I see in other areas it challenges me a little more. Maybe in my support group I don't feel annoying. Or maybe I do sometimes. I don't know. Do I ever ask you that? Am I being annoying?
I don't think you've asked me in those words.
No. But or am I needy?
No, not those words, but yeah. You've asked me in an indirect way.
Yeah.
I've reassured you.
Yep. That's another one. Annoying and needy. I don't want to come off needy.
We're all needy sometimes.
But yeah, we have needs.
We do. And sometimes our needs are great and we need help. So we're a little needy and we don't like that feeling. It feels, again, here comes the shame, right?
Yeah.
Shame comes up with being needy. We don't like the feeling. And we don't want to let go of control either.
Yeah.
We want to be in control. We want to think that we've got it. Even though we help others, we want to think that we've got it figured out. Well, yeah. I've had a lot of lessons in knowing I haven't figured this out. There's lots of things I've not figured out, and maybe I never will.
Yeah, and you and I just, you know, a couple weeks ago when you had to go into the hospital, roles were kind of reversed there. Like, which feels good for me to be on the other hand and offer my help and support, you know.
Yeah. So. There was a time I would have worried more about your feelings.
Really?
Missing work and all that. Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. It would have been hard for me to accept it, but it wasn't. It was like, oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So something has definitely changed for me.
Okay. Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
You do play stories. Yeah.
Yep. I would have worried about, yeah, your job and all that. I didn't give a thought. I just trusted you knew what you were doing and you're making the decision that felt right for you, and I trusted that.
Yeah.
And it was very helpful.
Yeah, it was kind of a great experience for me. Not that I'd ever want you to be in that position, but...
I know, in some odd way, right?
Yeah, well, it really... I don't know if that sounds weird to people, but...
It probably does, but
yeah,
we get it.
It might, but I'm not being insensitive or anything like that, but it was... I don't know, it was just a good heart connection that day.
Yeah.
With you and Jack. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Asking for help. And it does make us feel connected too.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it does. And that's what helps us connect with others is when we can be vulnerable.
Yeah.
Right.
And that could probably tie into what we were talking about yesterday with loneliness. If you're somebody that doesn't reach out, well, that could probably create a lonely feeling.
Yeah. So, we play the story that people can't be trusted or whatever.
It's but sabotage.
Maybe the one we shouldn't trust is our mind.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Yeah, it's sabotage. It's our own mind sabotaging ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand the people can't be trusted one. That is pure sabotage.
Yep.
Purely.
Yeah, you know that one.
Oh, I know that one pretty deep.
Yep.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's just another form of sabotaging yourself and sabotaging love when we don't ask for what we need.
Yeah, you're right, Chess.
If people love you, they're gonna be there and they're gonna want to help and support you.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a good feeling.
Yeah, it's just that's how we're wired. We're meant to support and love each other and connect. We're not wired to be an island, to do it by ourselves, to always be the helper. No, there's times we all need help.
Yeah.
Right?
For sure.
Yeah.
So, my word today is mindful.
Okay. You got your word ready. You have your word ready for I haven't given thought. Okay.
My word's mindful.
Mindful. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I think I'm just going to have to go with trust again. Trusting my gut this morning. My gut's telling me a couple things I need to do. So I'm just going to trust my gut.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Any last thoughts?
No, just, being humble. Yeah, it may bring up some shame at first, but when you work through that shame, being humble is another way to connect with God, I think.
Mm.
It's just a very soft, vulnerable place to be.
Yeah, it's a soft feeling.
Yeah, it's a soft feeling, and it feels good when we can work through the shame of it. So I would highly recommend, if there's shame, clean it out. You know, let people help you if you need help. Practice asking for what you need, right?
Yeah.
And after a while, it becomes more comfortable. It's just practice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
And that's it for me.
Wow. Thanks for being here this morning, and thanks for sharing all your wisdom with us.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. For anyone who's interested in exploring more wisdom, check out Deb's blog at debbiecruz.blogspot.com and also one of her several recovery Facebook groups, Codependent No More, Support Group for Women, where you will find access to her other groups and also Zoom recovery meetings, where women get to connect directly and ask questions. Until next time!